Jay Farrow is a multi-talented artist who's managed to stay incredibly busy during the pandemic, working as an actor, comedian, and musician. Best known for his celebrity impressions, the 34-year-old was a cast member on Saturday Night Live for 6 seasons. He'll be performing at the Grove Comedy Club in Lowell, October 22nd and 23rd, and he's joining us now to talk more about his career and recent projects. Jay Farrow, thank you so much for joining us and happy belated birthday. Was it a good one? You do anything fun to celebrate?
Hey, I was in France. So I was in France with my best friend. So we were in Words in Paris for real. It was the biopic. It was dope. Get me?
Yeah. Well, welcome back to the US and I'm glad you had a good birthday. October 14th, not only your birthday, but the release date for your first EP, Spit and Image. People know you for your stand-up and your acting, but how long have you been waiting to flex those rapping skills?
Ah, man, I've been rapping since I was 13. So, you know, it's been some years. It's been almost a couple of decades, a little over that. So, but I mean, I've been dropping like freestyles and all of that. I dropped the project back in 2014, but this is the first one where I have like all visuals for it and music video shot and really put some money behind it. And I think it came out really dope. So I just want people to check it out. You know, once they see it, you know, they'll really like it because it's really creative. And I mean, it's just, so yeah.
It is very creative. So the 6 tracks on the album, you're rapping on them as you, but then you're also rapping on them impersonating other rappers, which is a really interesting spin. So kudos on that one. How did you decide which personas you wanted to incorporate into the songs? Was it just, I have this impression, so let's get a track that sounds like this one?
Basically just when I was hearing the tracks, like as we were going through everything, I would just hear the tracks and like whoever I started freestyling as, I'd be like, oh, this sounds like such and such. This sounds like a Jay-Z song. This sounds like a 50 Cent. That sounds like a 50 track. This sounds like a T.I. track. I would just go into it. And then by the end of it, me and Andrew Hypes, you know, we had a whole catalog of work together. And even with the Ice Cube one, which is on SoundCloud, it's not on Spotify. It needs to be on Spotify because we've already recreated the beat. But even with that one, that was earlier, but that sounded like a cube thing. And at first, I didn't even have Cube up there. I was just rapping as myself. And then I did a verse. I wrote it as myself, and I was like, "Man, Ice Cube could probably do this. It's probably be dope up here." So it was like whatever I would tap into, and kind of like whatever I would listen to. However the beat sounded, would like just inspire the impression. So,
well, definitely a very creative project. So congratulations on that. So you've got your music now. You've also been doing a little bit of TV and film over the last year, hosting Unfiltered on Nickelodeon and then acting in movies. I mean, you've been busy during the pandemic. All My Life, 2 Minutes of Fame, most recently Resort to Love on Netflix, which I've seen. So that one was interesting to me because you are known for your comedy and making people laugh, and it is a romantic comedy, but there are some really serious emotional moments and you do take some emotional turns as your character. What was that like for you to get to do something, you know, more dramatic, if you will?
I mean, well, I actually, a lot of people don't even know this, but, you know, I started doing theater when I was 8 years old. So I started in drama before I started comedy. Drama was the gateway for me to do comedy because I didn't have all that fear. And that stage presence was there. So it was... whenever I get to flex those muscles, it feels really good because, like, you know, it surprises people, just like you're saying, you know, people don't expect me to do that. In any way I could, I never want to be put in a box. In any way I can just show people versatility and just let people know, yeah, I got it. Like, I'm the dude. I can do it all. You know, just, hey, it's here. You don't got to look all the way over there. Ain't just Jamie Foxx, Will Smith, and Donald Glover, baby. I'm here too, you know. Anytime I get a chance to show that, I really appreciate it. So getting to do that role and tapping into those dramatic moments that were real moments that I actually used from my life, you know, I would I was very familiar with that character and the emotion that you saw was just from, like I said, real life events. And me putting Christina Milian, me putting Christiana Pitts in those situations. Now, I've never been married before, okay? I plan to eventually. I love women though, so it's kind of hard. But eventually, I'm going to settle down. But even that, you know, I use exes that I was talking to. Maybe we had conversations. We were conversing about walking down the aisle, and maybe it just didn't work out. You know, so it was really beautiful to bring that to life and allow people to see that, and for it to go to 192 countries. I think more people know about that than they do about me doing some SNL stuff. So it's all good though. It's all good. They're gonna discover it. They'll catch up.
I mean, life is strange that way, right? Takes a path you're not really sure about, and there you are.
Yeah, that's what happens, man. That's what happens. And you know, that's as far as my career goes and just everything, like I'm saying, not being able to get put in a box, always doing something different, always trying to elevate the brand, always trying to show people different things. That's what I'm all about. Because it's just it's all about being multifaceted, and it's all about having fun at the end of the day. And if you're good, you're good. It don't matter what you do. Like, look at Jake Paul and his brother Logan Paul. Like, they're boxing professional boxers now, you know. So it's like, if you can go bar for bar with somebody on a track, or you can go hand to hand with somebody in a ring, and you're good at it, why not, man? Just do it. That's what I say. Do it. What are you doing? Do it. You got to do it. Just do it. So I love doing it.
Well, is there anything you haven't done yet that you would like to do? You're very creative. And like you said, you don't want to be put in a box. So I'm curious what you got going on in your head for your next project.
Ah, shoot. I don't even know. I mean, I'm trying to get into this Marvel DC universe. That's what I'm trying to do.
I mean,
really want to
space.
Get into that. Yeah. Hey. You know, there's space, and I'm black. They got a whole bunch of black roles in there. I know they do. There's some black superheroes I have never seen before that I've been seeing popping up online. So I'm just making a track list. I'm making a track list of who I could play. You know, I don't care if I'm playing. You know, a lot of people say I look like Anthony Mackie. I don't see it at all. I don't see it. I was like, y'all just racist. But anyway, so. So I don't care if I'm playing a little falcon or something like that. I could play the pigeon. I don't care what it is, but as long as it's something fun, as long as it's something different, man, I'm good with it. And I see myself heading towards that direction. I think a lot of people are starting to wake up. And I think even with this project, this Spitting Image project, it's waking people up. Like, wait a minute, that's not such and such. That's him. And you're actually rapping. A lot of people be like, yo, who ghost wrote for you? I'm like, I ghost wrote for myself. Okay. I wrote everything. You know, I'm a writer too. You got to set up, punchline, execution, all of that. It's the same thing. It's just like comedy. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Just being able to do different stuff. So I don't know what's next, but I'm excited for it. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. Well, maybe in a year we'll be back here talking about your new Marvel movie or DC movie. That would be very exciting.
Look at my face. I would love it.
Well, fingers crossed and wishing you all the best luck as the career advances. Like you said, you're also a writer, so you do write your own jokes. I'm curious, during the pandemic, it's been such a crazy time. Has it giving you more inspiration for jokes? Because sometimes it seems like the best... You know, comedy comes from drama or something that's just crazy.
Yeah, I think in the pandemic, I got a chance to sit down with myself and be settled. I was almost on robot mode for a minute, you know, because you get used to going on the road and doing the same thing over and over again, and it just becomes a routine. And then when you're forced to just sit there with yourself and your thoughts, you know, you can break stuff down differently. You can look at a subject from a different eye. You can, you know, your third eye opens and you're like, ooh, that's a good punchline. Now I can write that. Or you're just sitting there or something will just happen and you'll just start writing. Before you know, you got another 15 minutes. I wrote so much material during the pandemic that I have been using on stage, and it's a different energy now. You know, it felt great before, but now it feels like it's an explosion. I don't know why. I do know why. It's just maturity. it's being able to, you know, you're not just doing voices and all that. You got material, you got punchlines, not only as yourself, but you have punchlines with the impressions that are hard hitting that people fall out for. And I've been trying to get to this level. I feel like Goku. I've been training and trying to get to this level for like a minute. And I feel like I'm finally in my Super Saiyan instinct groove or something. I'm in Goku Ultra Instinct mode right now. And it really feels great. And I'm so excited for the world to see the new material when it gets put on a big platform, whether I have to put it out myself or whether I'm going to a company, Showtime, whatever I'm doing, I know the world is going to consume it differently than they've consumed my past things, because it's different. It's not the same. It's strong with an SC, not a T. It's strong. You know what I mean?
For emphasis. So. Yes. Well, we're looking forward to hearing some of that new material when you're at the Grove Comedy Club in Lowell. And like we said, just lots of new things coming up for you and lots of future projects. Who knows what's next? If folks want to stay up with your work and what is coming next, tell us your website.
You can go to jferrellworld.com, or you can follow me on Instagram, instagram.com/jferrell. Or you can go Twitter. I'm starting to talk more on Twitter. I gotta get back in the algorithm, because I'm in a desolate place when it comes to social media. I don't know what's going on, but I gotta get back in the algorithm, which they keep on changing every, it seems like, 3 weeks. You know what I mean? So I gotta get back in it. But that facebook.com/jferrellreal. You know, and you can follow me on TikTok. I'm on TikTok too. I don't do dances. I'm too old for that stuff. I don't do that. I don't do no damn dances now. Now, I did do one dance. It's called the Ankh, but I made that one up. So I do dances on TikTok, but it's only one up there. Okay. It's just one.
Just one.
You can follow me on Triller. I'm on Triller, Triller.com/JFarrow. Man, and just y'all stay tuned in and plugged in, because I'm let's go. That's all I got to say.
I love it. Jferrell, thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you, and thank you again for taking the time.
No doubt. Thank you so much, Antoine. I appreciate you.